Here is an extra credit bonus assignment that is take you all of 3 minutes. But it's really important. Why? Let's read together. Throughout our discussion of individual stock investing, one of the most important tasks that we emphasize is that you must thoroughly and completely know your potential and your current stock investments. That means you must study their businesses and their products and their industries, their competitors, their customers, their suppliers, whatever you can find about them. You must read and watch and listen and learn as much as possible. We made it an assignment for you to do the quarterly reports, the quarterly earnings calls. And of course, we want you to look at the annual report. But more importantly, you're going to be watching everything you can about your companies on an ongoing basis. It doesn't end. And for some people, this is a nuisance and they don't want to be bothered. And other people love it, especially with companies that pique their interest. Now, one of the easiest tools available is the alerts ability of Google. Google.com/alerts or alerts.google.com. Now, you have to have a Google account, okay? It's free, and you probably already do because many of you have Gmail. So if you have Gmail, you already have a Google account. But you can create a Google account. They give you 15 gigabytes of storage and let you use Google Docs, Google Sheets, and their presentation. I think it's called, I forget what it's called, Slides. And those are the documents. Those are the, that's the system I use. So check it out. Now, for the assignment, we want you to create at least 2 stock alerts. Now, you can do more, obviously. And you can even follow yourself. You can notice in the graph, in the graphic, it has the ability for me to follow me and to follow my email address for Southwestern College. You have 1 or 2 ways to do this. You can upload a screenshot similar to the one below, or just enter into the assignment, "Hey, Piano, I did it. I created 2 stock alerts for Home Depot and Lowe's," or whatever. Now, notice how we entered the stock symbols. Why? Because if we just typed V for Visa, MA for MasterCard, we're going to get a whole lot more than just, you know, everything about the letter V or the everything about the 2 letters AM, MA. And that's why it's important to know which exchange they're on, right? So notice they're both on the New York Stock Exchange. So you type NYSE colon MA for MasterCard, NYSE colon V for Visa. Now, if it's a stock symbol that is very rarely used, it's in acronyms and other things. I'm thinking of one. I'm blanking on any right now. But then you don't have to put in the exchange. A good one, I guess, would be Apple, AAPL. I mean, you type AAPL, you're going to get stuff about Apple. But you type V, so please do this, especially if you intend, after our journey together, to buy individual stocks, right? And again, as we're going through the entire semester, we want you to analyze your feelings, remembering that there's always mutual funds. There are people who will do this for us. And if we don't enjoy doing all the legwork, all the tasks that have to be done for individual stock investing, fantastic. Somebody will do it for us. Cool. Thank you so much for being in our class. We are so proud of you, dear students. Be awesome.